This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. On the greens. Note how the bull spread in corn between December and March contracts has continued to work during this correction. Someone wants to take delivery of corn. That says that there's underlying demand. I think that China is going to buy more corn, ethanol, and even drop their duties on distillers' grain, which will eventually tighten the balance sheet much further than USDA will on Thursday. We are watching the spreads closely in the soybean market, too. If new crop makes new highs and January cannot, that would signal topping. I'm still long both old and new crop. I cannot see how the market could have rationed the 163 million bushel soybean carryover that the trade thinks USDA will confirm in Thursday's report with market action to date. That gets us down to pipeline supply, and much more physical selling needs to be enticed. I think that China will buy every soybean that we can grow again in 2021, keeping us at pipeline supply. They've been getting some stress relieving rains in Brazil, but that is regional and considered interim. The La Nina is still locked in. The U.S. dollar has been trending lower. The investment bankers are looking for substantial losses in the dollar yet in 2021. That and China complying with phase one to be extremely bullish for commodities. That prediction for the weak dollar is a little too much consensus-driven for my comfort. Ohio Congresswoman Marcia Fudge, who Jim Clyburn had pushed Biden hard to make our ag secretary, was given the job of becoming HUD secretary instead. That made me happy. She would have gone over like the proverbial lead balloon in rural coffee shops. It is now official. The guy the grapevine was squeezing word was at the top of the list for ag secretary, Tom Vilsack, is going to re-up for the job. Frankly, I thought he was a lot better ag secretary than Sonny Perdue. Things have changed, though. USDA, Washington, D.C., trade, none of it was like it was when he left. There will be a lot more foodies and climate activists wanting a piece of USDA. His biggest task will be to bridge the divide between rural and urban, at least try to stop the division from widening. Vilsack is a moderate and has been CEO of the Milk Industry Producers Group. He is accepted by commercial agriculture and will not start off in acrimony like would have been the case if the Democrats had put a progressive wingnut in the job. I think that the ethanol industry is already warm to Vilsack, something that did not happen in 4 years with Perdue. It is estimated that 1.11 billion gallons of ethanol was exported through the first 10 months of 2020. The U.S. exported ethanol to over 40 countries in October, with Canada being the top destination. DDG exports reached 9.19 million metric ton during the first 10 months of this year to three dozen countries, with Mexico as the top destination. That shows how important North American trade is to the ethanol industry. China says that it will respond in kind to the new restrictions put on visas of visiting Chinese members of the Communist Party. Donald J. Trump is poking them in the eye every opportunity that he can in order to complicate relations, in order to leave as much tension in Sino-U.S. relations for Biden as possible. China doesn't expect immediate tariff relief from Biden, but they will certainly want to talk about it. They say that they will comply with phase one, which, as they are currently behind in the amount of commodity purchases from us to reach the $36.5 billion annually, they have a lot more purchases to make. We think that that will include 400 million bushel more corn, ethanol, and DDGs. China is now the largest trading partner for other Asian countries and also the largest trading partner with the European Union. That means that we are surrendering our supremacy to their growth. China, Japan, and South Korea have had nowhere close to the damage done to their economies by COVID as the U.S. has. Our dollar has even fallen against the U.K. pound. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says that our economic growth is linked to the pandemic. The U.S. extremely poor comparative pandemic mitigation response has held back our growth while Asian economies recovered. Their economies gained on us. We fell behind in the economic race due to the inept leadership. Asian countries showed what could be done with strict adherence to testing, following social health protocols, and contact tracing. Had we acted similarly, there would be no need for the trillion-dollar tranche of aid being debated now by Congress. We are totally dependent on the delivery of vaccines to save us because of willful ignorance. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.